all the 16-year-old pussy you can dream of.
Hey, Moose Knuckle listeners, this is Hunter. So we recorded this the same night we recorded episode one. We recorded quite a few hours at once. So we decided to whack it up because we didn't know when we were going to be able to record again. Sorry for the delay on episodes, but I hope you enjoy it. Here it is.
That's pretty amazing.
Why do I have Devin's testes and penis written down on that list? There was something happening with this.
Oh, because we were going to talk about how... I've only been working with you for like 2.5 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And you saw those things. You showed me your pale white glow-in-the-dark penis.
I'm glad I've never seen it.
I don't know about any of you guys, but like my entire body, the hottest point of everything is like this testicle, dick, leg trifecta of just heat radiation right here. My undercarriage is like a furnace at all times. Oh, it's literally like over 110 degrees at any given point.
Well,
under
that's
my
probably the chlamydia, but I mean, mine's warmer in general too.
The chlamydia from fucking the same pocket as somebody else.
Somebody else already beat off in those pants and he put his dick in there and just... Oh, my dick.
That's a dirty, dirty pocket. I should have had it checked out first.
So he was sitting in like one of the chairs and he had his leg up on the desk. I'm talking about, for people listening, where we, Steve and Devin still work and I used to work. And he had shorts on, right?
No. First, hold on. First was the testicles that I showed everyone. And I had a pair of jeans and they were ripped in the crotch.
Oh, that's right.
And I never fixed them because, talking about this heat trifecta, that hole was the best breeze you ever felt. All you had to do was do the chicken wing with your knees, and it was like...
I have never seen your balls.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't really see...
Yeah, you did.
No.
You don't remember. You must have blocked
it. No, you were there.
You were there.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was there.
We didn't really...
him do it.
Because also...
Oh, you just pulled some shit out. I can't hear.
Because also... to deal with this heat trifecta, what I used to do is hang my balls outside my underwear while keeping my dick inside the underwear. So just my balls would be like hung up on outside the flap of my boxers, right? And so one day
we
did that, and then I was like, oh
shit, public someday.
My fucking balls are hanging out with this fucking slit. And so I accidentally showed someone my testicle, and then after that I was like, you know what? Everyone needs to see.
But here's the thing: I didn't really see your testicle. I saw testicle skin.
You saw scrotum skin.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, testicles like enclosed. If you saw my testicle, it'd probably be like during an operation.
Yeah.
Or that time I was fucking you really hard.
Silence.
Silence. Excellent joke. Anyways,
you're definitely fired.
Fired from... Never mind.
Leave your equipment.
But yeah, so I saw... Oh, okay. But no, I definitely saw ball skin. And then, like...
That was a transition. Yeah, so I saw ball skin.
No,
and
I didn't
last
say testicles.
Week,
that'd be weird. I saw his
playing.
Ball skin, though.
But no, so he's sitting there, right?
Yes, yes.
And we're talking about something.
No.
And he has shorts on. And he, Devin likes, when he does something clever, he likes to do the duck face for all of you that know what the duck face is. And I'm looking at him, right? And he just makes the duck face and like looks down. I'm like, what the hell is he doing? And he's holding it. And I look, because I don't know what he's doing. He's holding his shorts up and just pale white fucking Frosty the Snowman penis. So just
like an albino garden snake.
Yes. Glowing in the dark, in like the darkness of his shorts. Just this pale, nasty white slug just sitting there.
Covered in semen.
Well, no, it wasn't covered in semen. You weren't in some. You weren't in some body of water with multiple people in it,
or in a changing room.
Oh God!
I think maybe you just have something with like doing it in public, dude.
Yeah, you're into
something where your fucking unborn children is going to be passed on to people you didn't intend it to be passed on to.
Oh yeah, are you into voyeurism?
Yeah, like Jesus.
Dude, speaking of that, since you still obviously beat off a lot.
Yeah.
I have not done this in, I don't know, like, how old am I at 29? So probably like 5 years or something. But it happened at least half a dozen times where I'd be so drunk, I'd start beating off, and I'd just pass out.
Yeah, you wake up with your fucking dick in your hand,
yeah.
And your
not
phone is
you
dead.
Not that you finished or anything. You were like, hey, I'm just going to stroke my dick and then just fall asleep.
No, I was trying to beat off, and then I'd pass out in the middle of it. Just so fucked up. Just
I'm beating off. I just woke up.
Wait, like in your bed?
Yeah.
Are you naked?
Maybe. Maybe your pants just unzipped.
Yeah.
How many dudes were there?
Well, I was on Skype chat with Devin. And then...
chat roulette.
Wait, no, wait. You would be in your bed or whatever the fuck the scenario, jacking off, and you would fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, I'd just pass the fuck out.
Cause at your computer desk?
No, like in a bed.
In your bed, you would just fall asleep.
Like I had decided, okay, drinking was done for the night. And
I'm
going
to jack
done.
Off now.
And I'm going to bed. And I'm like, well, I'm going to beat off before I go to bed. And I just pass the fuck out.
And wake up with your hand on your dick the next
day. Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
You never did that?
No.
Fucking Steve.
I've woken up the next day naked next to a naked woman and not knowing what the fuck I did.
I've done that a couple of times. Where I'm so hammered and I'll pass out like in my bed and then I'll start taking my clothes off like while I'm asleep and then I'll wake up and I'll just be naked.
I've done it on the ship before. I passed out and like people have woken me up. I'm like, oh, I'll be there in a minute. And then I take my blanket away and my hands are like stuck to my penis.
No, wait, never done.
And my phone's fucking dead.
Wait a minute.
I've been playing porn while I'm asleep.
Why is it stuck?
Because he finished. That's maybe. What you're saying, right?
Wait, so you would finish and literally just pass out seconds after?
No, but
like,
see,
maybe you would pass out during.
I don't think I actually came. I think I passed out during.
Why were you stuck then?
I don't think it was stuck. I'm just
but no, there's, so much sweat. There's definitely times too I finished and
that's
then
probably just, when I use super glue for lubrication.
Jesus,
Elmer's is the best.
There was times though where I finished and then just boom passed out because I'd wake up and it'd be like dried on my stomach. Just fucking dried cum, just crustiness, nasty.
I've never had semen on my stomach.
Well, mine.
Not even yours. Yours usually goes in the lower back.
Oh, okay. No, dude, yeah, I just finished them. Fucking, you
no,
wake up.
I've seen read an article about like after men cum, they like release like not endorphins, like happy stuff, but like sleeping, like.
No,
chemicals
it's
in your brain.
It's
you
endorphins,
men want
but
to
it's
go
specific
to sleep immediately.
Dude, you know what the weird shit about that though is? Did you read the same thing about women? It does the opposite. Like they have an orgasm and then whatever.
They get hyper.
Yeah, yeah. That's some bullshit in nature, right? Just so the woman can kill you, like praying mantis style. You just pass out. But what were we talking? Oh, drunk masturbating. So the first time I ever drank, well. But I didn't get drunk the first time I ever drank. I was like...
You're doing it wrong.
No, because I was like 10 years old.
Good Lord.
And we found, again...
Definitely doing it wrong.
again, finding shit in the woods, like under a log. Like,
dude,
sweet ass log.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna go in the woods and just look under every log.
No, this was a different...
I'm gonna find porno and alcohol. I'm gonna find some drugs.
But
semen.
But no, so we found it. No, I was maybe I was like,
what did
12.
You find?
Dude, I was still in elementary school though. So I might have been 12 or under, right? But no, it was like cans of beer. And you don't know shit about beer, but they had been there long enough that like the one that wasn't totally covered was like when something gets like sunburned, like it takes the color away.
Chubbs.
You know what I mean?
Back up.
Like, so the one bottom part of the can was like sunburned, so it was different colored.
Come here.
No, I know what you're saying.
It had to have been there weeks, right? So it had to have, like, I didn't know what beer tastes like, so I didn't know it was terribly
skunked. So you butt chugged this beer.
No, I drank like one, dude. I got horribly sick.
Did you get a yeast infection in your throat?
No, I just got sick. Like, I threw up, like, immediately. And then I didn't do it for. I don't think I drank it until I was a senior in high school, until I was like 18.
Wait, so would you classify the first time you drank as getting drunk?
Well, I did puke from drinking.
Was it just something you tasted that was gross, made you puke, or were you drunk?
Well, dude, I was like 10 and I drank the whole thing, like a whole beer.
It's a whole beer.
But I was 10, dude. I was like...
You're not going to get drunk at 10.
Bullshit, dude. If you're like
the first time I drank and smoked was before kindergarten as well.
Jesus Christ.
Now, fuck your story. I want to hear Devin.
But no, hold on. I got to get it. But no, dude, think about it. I was like 50, 60, 70 pounds, something like that.
One beer.
20, 30.
Well, yeah, dude, think about it. You're a kid. Think about
I didn't drink that young. I'm not even going to pretend like I know, but it just seems ridiculous to me that at 10 years old, you get drunk off one beer.
Oh, I'm not hammered drunk, but I definitely felt different. And then fucking...
You probably, something was wrong with that
concept of being, like, not like out of body, but being inebriated in any way, whether it's booze, like,
oh no, not at all,
buzz, or like being high or drunk or anything. So having that one beer, you like can barely feel buzz now, but that barely buzz feeling was like the first time.
But see, as far as the puking, it's probably because that beer was sitting there for God knows how long next to this porno in the woods under the log.
It wasn't beer, it was
different logs.
Different logs.
It was fermented semen.
Magical logs. I found a pocket pussy under one once. I'm just kidding.
We'll go look tomorrow.
We'll see what we find. But anyway.
I still use that pocket pussy. So it's a hand-me-down from Hunter.
I didn't wash it either. But,
me either.
So you were also
so glad
like.
I didn't wash it.
But when you say smoke, you mean smoke weed or?
No, my dad met my mom when I was young. And my dad, I mean, the guy that met my mother after I was born because I was a rape child.
Yeah.
Oh, the uncomfortableness.
Here we go. Anyways, so this guy shows up, wants to be my dad.
For all of you listening to that who may have just gotten offended, he wasn't joking even though he just started
literally
laughing.
Literally a rape baby.
Oh, yeah, a rape baby. Anyway, so I guess I don't even remember this when my dad told me at one of the parties before kindergarten, like, because they used to have parties. They were like 20, 21, 22, and I was like 4. So I would be there all the time at the house, like in the room, like, hey, go to bed. We're going to have a party now. And I'd be there. It'd be all loud and shit. And I came out, like, what is that? Can I have some? No, so my dad's like, you want some of this? So he gave me a drink of beer. No, I think he gave me a cigarette.
It'd have been better if he backhanded you. You want some of this?
No, like, I didn't ask for it or anything. I was just out there, and he was like, you want some cigarette? Try this. He's like, breathe, on, like, suck on this. And so I, like, had a little bit of cigarette.
This also happened. He said the exact same thing at a later time.
I saw that coming as soon as I said that. Anyway, so I take the cigarette. I start coughing. He's like,
when
I'm
did
so sorry.
You see coming?
He saw that coming. He knew that was what was going to happen. So, like, I mean, a little, like, fucking 4 or 5 year old smoking a little cigarette, and he starts coughing. Then he gives me the beer. Here, have a sip of this. And I drink the beer and just start, like, coughing and blah, blah, everywhere. He's like, don't drink or smoke. Bad idea.
Well, you followed those rules.
Yeah. That sounds like straight fucking Pinocchio.
Speaking, it's kind of related to that. I don't remember the first
then
time.
Then I turned into a donkey.
Seriously, though.
I don't remember the first time I smoked, but I do remember the first time I chewed. And I didn't throw up, but I was so close. Because like, you try to spit,
it's
but you don't
strong.
You don't really know how to, so you're definitely swallowing some of it, too.
Oh, it tastes
and
so
it's,
disgusting.
Yeah, it's so much stronger than cigarettes.
No, those new pouches they got are nice.
I smoked
the
first before I chewed. And the chew, I mean, it had its effect, but I smoked before
oh,
then.
Dude, when
so.
I never smoked, so when I did it, dude, I would get like high because it was so strong, the nicotine. That bugs,
first time I did chew like while smoking. Like, we were going to smoke. Oh, like, you want to try Lord. Chew? I was like, yeah, sure. Like, lit up the cigarette with a fat chew in my mouth and almost
wait,
passed out.
All your stories so far have been like really young. So how old were you when you did this? I bet before. Wait, no. Don't say anything. I say before 11.
No. When I chewed and smoked a cigarette
wait,
at the same
what,
time.
What would you say?
Well, here it, he said no when you said
okay,
11.
So before 11. So you're saying after that. So before what age?
I'm going to say it was like 15.
I was living on my own when this happened.
So you were like 7 15. Years old?
No, it was...
Oh, shit. That is a great story we should bring up. How you faked your emancipation.
That was a good story. That's one of my favorite stories.
You should tell
I was
that
either
one.
18 or 19. We were in the garage at one of my places smoking.
Wait, so you had your dick sucked. You had sex. You drank. You smoked your cigarettes. But
before kindergarten.
Before kindergarten. You were like, all your stories so far are like 6 or 7 years old. But this one right here is 18 or 19.
I chew is the devil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I chewed tobacco for the first time at 18.
But no,
I never forgave myself.
But no, you should tell that story about how you faked it.
So my mom was fucking psycho crazy. So I needed to get out of my house. And I was like just over 17. Go down to the courthouse, try to figure it all out. They hand me these huge booklets and like, oh, it's going to take like a 6-month application process. Then you go to court. Then they decide if you're going to get emancipated or not. And I was like, in that much fucking time, I'll be 18. So I took all the paperwork. I cut up a couple pages, put them together, photocopied it at my Mexican restaurant work. And then brought this home to my mom and said, I need you to sign this. This is my emancipation document.
That's relevant.
He brought it up for your benefits. Seriously. So you'd feel more comfortable with the story.
Oh, no. At home with this. Now.
I didn't do it technical. I didn't do it at home. I didn't go to Kinko's.
I'm just
I went
throw
at my work at this shitty old dusty piece of crap copier.
I'm just going to throw Mexican into every story now. So I was beaten off, kind of rubbing my jeans Mexican. And
and then out of nowhere, they were just like, just and I just kept going and.
But anyway, so you photocopied some fake.
So I turned like a 50-page like document of multiple signatures into one page forgery. Had my mom sign it, and she signed it. I packed my shit and fucking left.
But hold on, what about the part where you got busted driving?
Oh yeah. So later on, after I'd already been on my own for a while, I was driving, and one of my headlights in the shitty car I bought had a crack in it. So water always got in and leaked and broke it. So I replaced this light like four times. I get off work one night driving home and I know my light's out. I'm driving down the road to go get gas and the cop pulls me over. I get to the gas station. He comes up to the window and he says, license and registration. And I just say, no. Or no, he said insurance and registration. And I said, no, I don't have that. So can I have your license? No, I don't have one of those either. Step out of the car, please. So I get out of the car and he's like, you don't have a license? No. You don't have insurance? No. You don't have registration? No, sir. No, I don't. Well, I could have done those things, but you have to be an adult or have your parent do it. And since I faked my emancipation, my mother thinks I'm my own child and can't get her permission for anything. So they go to arrest me. They impound the car. They take Shauna's with me. They take her in the police car to take her home. And I live like literally, I could hold my breath and could have ran to my house and breathed in my house. Like I'm a minute away. I'm arrested, motherfucker.
Well, see, this is where the whole Mexican thing comes into play. You should have ran to your house.
Anyway, so yikes. He calls, he's like, he gets on the computer, or he calls my mom. He asks my mom's number, calls her phone, blah, 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 your son's arrested. And I can hear her on the phone. She said, he's emancipated, take him to jail. So he's like, all right, son, you're emancipated. I'm taking you downtown. And I'm like, I'm about to go to jail. He's like, yeah, you're going to jail. Like, I'm not emancipated. And he's like, what? Like, no, I lied to my mom. I told her I was emancipated. So he gets on his computer, like searches what I can only believe was like police records of emancipation documents. I don't know. He's like, oh, guess right. Guess you're not emancipated. So he calls my mom back. And as soon as he's like, ma'am, your son's not emancipated. I just hear, what? And he like pulls the phone away from his ear because she's screaming at him. And like I said, I live like a minute walking distance away. She shows up like an hour and a half later.
Wait, what's more fucked up though, that this whole thing went down or the fact that your mom was pissed that you weren't actually emancipated?
Well, I lied to her and tricked her to get out of her house when I was 17. And she was fucking furious.
Like, fuck, I'm still tied to this little bastard. Well,
and she took like 2 hours to come pick me up. And when she picks me up, she's got like a nightie and a pea coat on. Like, she didn't get ready. She just left me in the back of a cop car, fucking handcuffed for like an hour and a half. Yeah.
Wow. And this is Devin.
The days of my life.
But what we... So the first time you had alcohol, your dad gave it to you. I found stolen skunk nasty beer. What about you, Steve?
My first time was actually in the military when I wasn't supposed to be having it.
God damn it. Well, at least me and Devin beat you on that one, right?
I was 19, so I think you guys beat me on the age anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, fuck, I'm sorry. I wasn't finding
it. We probably drank the same year. I mean, when you were 19, we were like 13.
I'm the same age as Steve. Christ.
I mean, I was 13. You guys were both 19.
You guys had amazing childhood. Like, you guys were jacking off, having sex, getting drunk.
I was 20.
All right, not having sex, but jacking off, getting drunk, getting high, all this. Finding it under...
Spreading
Hunter
semen everywhere.
You were jacking off in water.
I should have realized
public
at a young,
pools,
at a young
Valley
age,
Village.
I just need to look under every log I walk by.
See, this motherfucker just had to go to water, and he was coming.
I probably could have been a goddamn millionaire by now if I just looked under logs I walked
by. Yeah, you were in the woods, he was in water, and you guys were just semen was everywhere.
And you were in the fields.
It was like 1993. What's this log? Oh shit, fucking time traveling Google Glasses.
No, I actually got lucky. My roommate in my training for the military had a car, and my first time getting drunk actually was we took a road trip with a buddy of ours who was meeting his girlfriend.
Was it another dude?
There's training in the Navy in Mississippi for
right, that's, isn't that where like their main school is,
something like that, for electrical training, something like that.
Oh, I thought they had tons of stuff down there. Don't they have,
I don't know,
dive training down
it's
there
north it's North Mississippi. They have training up there.
Right, but there's like
some... Not important.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Important. Either way, me, my roommate.
Get into the details of this.
Yeah, me, my roommate, we had a car. My other friend of ours had a girlfriend who lived in North Mississippi.
Hold on, wait. But can't, I thought you, so I thought when you're enlisted and you're 19, you could buy beer at the BX.
No.
Oh, you can't?
No.
That's maybe overseas.
You could buy cough medicine. I remember
I've heard tons of stories.
Being gone.
Yeah, I've heard tons
in the
of
commissary.
Stories. Busting out some Tussin. Well, chugging that shit.
The fact that we had a car.
Tussin gets you fucked up.
Yeah. The fact that we had a car was amazing at that age. We drove to North Mississippi. It was about 3 hours away from where we were stationed for our training. And we get there, and our buddy ends up going with his girlfriend, and they have an amazing night together. They end up, you know, they haven't seen each other.
I watched all of it. It was fucking amazing.
I don't know exactly what happened. They were gone. So me and my roommate end up being there with her friend.
Wait, animal sex. Why is animal sex on our list?
That was like one of the first things ever with this.
Yeah, one of the...
No. You know, just for that, we'll get to that one after this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Thanks for interrupting. It's animal sex.
So our friend ends up going with his girlfriend, okay? So me and my roommate are there, and we're with her friend that she's roommates with.
Choo, but choo. You just met her.
We just fucking
chugga,
met her.
Chugga, 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 choo, choo.
Yeah. Let me remind you at this point, I'm married at the time.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I'm married at 18, so I'm 19 years old. We meet this girl. Her and her boyfriend go away. Her roommate is there with us. She knows dudes that are old enough to get alcohol.
This is a semi-related question. But were you already getting paid more then because you had a spouse?
Yo, like, if I was getting paid fuck tons more.
No. But I'm saying you get paid. You get like there's some type of... Yeah, that shit, right?
Yeah. Housing. Oh, yeah, dude. It was more money than I'd ever seen.
You married
or
you be in for like 4 years?
Yeah. I mean, I worked at Subway when I got out of high school, and I joined the military, and I was getting more, like double the amount of money just to live in a house
than you got
than
paid
I was getting
at
Subway. And that's even counting all the
extra. Hold on,
shit.
I got to bring something up about Subway. I was at Subway the other day, and so there's a bunch of kids there, right? But they obviously have some type of manager who's in charge. And I was looking at this dude. He's
a slightly older child?
No, he had to be in like his late 40s, early 50s, right? I'm looking at him. I'm just thinking, because he's telling this kid what to do, and I'm just looking at him like, I really feel like I should walk over to tell this kid, be like, listen, this dude is here because he's a complete fuck up. Like, you need to be aware.
He made bad decisions.
Everything he did in his life, he did wrong, and that's why he's here.
That's why he's your boss. Don't
like,
worry.
Yeah. Like, if you could be way less of a fuck up and still not end up here, but be a fuck up. Just understand, this dude is an idiot.
There are many successful fuck-ups better than him.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, someone should explain to kids, like kids who work in movie theaters and like convenience stores and like fast food places. Like the dude who's in his 40s who works there is there because he fucked up.
Oh, no, I know.
Like, but you don't know that when you're a kid. You're like, oh, shit, this dude's making like 35 grand a year. Fucking ballin'.
Yeah. Oh, he's yelling at me. I have to correct something.
Yeah, you should be like, hey, fucking alcoholic, possible pedophile, go fuck yourself.
I can't stand people that fuck up at fast food restaurants. That's like my biggest thing. I like, seriously, you have one job. Like, you know, my girlfriend is getting pissed at me because like I'll get mad at the guy that fucks up my order or the guy that fucks up creating it, like putting it together. Like literally, you had one job. You sat there and you pushed buttons into a machine.
Bun cheese meat.
Yeah, and then the guy in the back put bun cheese meat together, and at some point in there, it gets fucked up.
Cheese extra bun meat.
Yeah, I don't understand how that happens. You're 27 years old, you fucked up in life, got your GED, work at Carl's Jr., and you can't make a medium meal.
Just pick random ingredients.
But see, that's what I'm saying. That dude can't do better, right? So just by attrition of everyone else leaving, he'll eventually be in charge.
Yeah.
And then be telling some, if you want
to
be
like sick, the 16-year-old that wants to go to college.
Yeah, he'll be trying to tell eventually them what to do, how to be better.
If you could stay here for 6 more years, this $35,000 a year job is all yours.
But anyways, back to
all the 16-year-old pussy you can dream of.
That's what I'm talking about, possible pedophile.
No, that's cool here, though. in Alaska, 16 sun, yeah, right?
But anyway, back to drinking. Anyway, just met that chick.
So, yeah, 19. So we just met this chick. It's probably me and my roommate, AIDS. This girl, and she knows people at the base that are old enough to buy alcohol. So we get a fuck ton of alcohol.
Wait, how does she know them and you don't?
Because it's like, imagine me and Devin are in training and we're at this base at a young age and you're old enough to buy alcohol and we know you. You would buy us alcohol.
That's what I'm saying. How did you not know them?
We traveled like 4 hours north.
Oh, it's not your base.
That's what I'm saying. Like, our base was here. We traveled 4 hours north.
Okay, so it was a different
base. To the girlfriend's base.
Okay, gotcha.
And we hung out with her roommate.
Don't do that. That sounds annoying.
Yeah. So we hung out with her roommate, right? And she ended up getting a shit ton of alcohol, which by today's standards, like for me and my age.
A six pack.
It's not that much. It was literally like two things.
Dude, you guys remember that? You could drink like two beers and get hammered.
Oh, yeah. No. Do you remember O?
Not like hammered because you wouldn't be hungover.
Yeah. Do you remember Bacardi?
Stop fucking doing that.
Do you remember Bacardi O?
Yeah, that shit was terrible.
Yeah, that's what we had. We had two
orange flavored Bacardi.
Dude, exactly.
My room is full of Bacardi, like, oh, Bacardi Razz.
What was
Bacardi.
That other weird clear beer, white
clear
shit?
Beer.
Zima.
Homo. Anyway.
Literally, yeah. When I accidentally watched that gay porn, I had a Zima.
You removed a Zima from his anus where it was on dry.
Here's our drinking list. We had two bottles of this Bacardi O, and we had a 12-pack of beer between the three of us. Right, so me and my.
But what size were the bottles?
A six pack and a fifth of Bacardi O.
Yeah, well, two of them.
But
two fifths.
That's not a lot. That big.
It was like a bottle of wine. But Bacardi
yeah, that's like a half gallon then, right?
I don't. Me and my wife, like, if we finish a bottle, like, that's a lot.
Here's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you guys had a decent amount.
So we had a decent amount for three 19-year-olds. So this girl ends up getting us a shit ton of alcohol. We go to a hotel room. And, of course, being young, first time drinking, me and my roommate, we race on those two Bacardi O's. That in itself right there is enough.
You each finished one?
We each finished one.
Oh, I couldn't do that now.
I don't remember the rest of the night.
No, you could do it. You just wouldn't like the results.
Yeah, the only thing I remember is
I'd
at some point.
I'd be stuck in old face.
Is at some point, my roommate and I end up going outside to his truck.
I got to talk to Dak.
Here's what I remember. We go out to his truck and we're sitting on the bed and he's like, dude, you can't do this. You're married. So you and then it. The next
wait, thing. Wait. But when you say you remember, like, there's parts missing, you're saying.
Yeah, no, like I remember us
it's
racing.
It's like drinking and then this.
I remember us racing. I remember us being on the bed of his truck and telling me, dude, you're married. You can't do this. I remember this girl being kind of hot. So we got really fucking drunk. And I remember us going to the bed of his truck and he's telling me, dude, you can't do this. And the next thing I remember, I'm waking up in the shower of the hotel room.
Right.
Yeah. It turns out we drank everything that was there. I tried to do whatever the fuck with that girl. And he like tackled me onto the one of the beds in the room and we passed out. And in the middle of the night, I ended up waking up and puking all over the bed. I puked all over the bed. And by that, I mean, like, I puked all over him. I puked all over me. I puked all over everything. The girl took off. Like, as soon as we passed out drunk.
Wait. A Mexican covered in vomit isn't, like, her.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, bitch, cuddle me. I'm covered in puke.
No, and to this day, I'll always give credit to that dude for keeping me from doing anything stupid. She called her friends that got us the alcohol. They took her, and they sent her back to her room. Me and this dude ended up fucking being hammer drunk. I puked all over him, all over me. He dragged me into the bathroom, took off my shirt.
Took off my pants.
No. Pants were still on.
Took off my rear card.
On a semi-related tangent, isn't it terrible when something like this happens and for whatever reason, you just aren't the dude who got sick first or you don't get sick, but you're just as hammered as him.
Yeah.
But you have to
take care of
them. Yeah, you have to take care of him, but you're so fucking hammered you can barely stay awake too. And you're like, dude, stop puking. Stop, dude. Stop. And you're like trying to.
I'm going to go to sleep. I don't want you to die.
It's just making you
want
to throw up.
And it's making you gag as you like try and clean him up. Like,
I don't remember any of this though. And,
don't die, dude.
And I guess he woke me up after because I guess I got up and I puked in both of our laps. Right?
Hey, wait, hold on. Pause. Note. No puking in my sinks, okay? Have you seen the sinks? Don't puke
in them. Too late, I already did it.
Okay.
again?
No.
You puked in my old sinks.
No, so I end up, we're both in the same bed because he tackled me onto this, so I wouldn't do anything with this girl. I end up waking up in the middle of the night, puking all over him and me, and then I like lay down in, right? Like nice. I lay down into the puke.
Snow angel? Puke angel?
I don't know. So he gets me up and he takes me into the bathroom, takes my shirt off, puts me in the shower, sets the shower on, right? And just goes back to bed in the other bed that was clean. And I wake up at like 6 hours later and the fucking cold water is hitting me. And I wake up and the room smells like fucking puke. There's beer bottles and shit everywhere. So we leave. We get dressed and we leave. And we go to the original reason why we went out there was for our friend to meet up with his girlfriend out there at her tech school. So we're there, and dude, they're fucking glowing. They had sex all night. I don't know. It was beautiful, right? But hold on.
Here's the crazy part, too. Even though it was so terrible and all that, because you were 19, you probably were barely hungover.
No, I was incredibly hungover.
Oh, were you? Dude,
yeah.
This is actually
the best part for me, is the fact that we went to our friend and his girlfriend's room, and we're sitting in like the lobby area or the fucking their room where they have the couch, and they're getting ready in the bathroom, right? And they're just loving each other, and they're just like, oh my God, I love you. I can't wait to see you next time or whatever. And in the middle of all this, I'm sitting there and I'm just like, and before we went to there, we went and stopped at a gas station, got like Gatorade and some donuts, right? So I ate that shit and drank the Gatorade, and I get to the room and I'm sitting there and I'm just like, oh, this isn't good. This isn't good. And they're sitting there being lovey-dovey, and I swear to God, I don't know why it was, but it was like those pictures you see with like the filter where it's like fuzzy.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like that glowing look. That's how they remind me. Like that's how I'm reminded of them sitting there, you know, talking to each other. And I was just like, I can't do this anymore. And I went in the bathroom where they're getting ready, and I just fucking puked everywhere. Fucking everywhere. All over the place, dude. Like in the toilet, all over around the toilet, just everywhere there's fucking vomit, and they're still trying to be lovey-dovey with each other, and it just didn't work. And there's puke everywhere,
dude. That's what I miss the most, though, from being young. I could be puke drunk like the night before. I'd wake up not even hungover.
No,
like perfectly good.
My, you know, just in 40s fucking, where there's the neck and then it's like the solid bottle.
Yeah.
The neck is like 4 ounces of liquor. Jess used to drink that and get drunk, so I could drink a 40 and then like have the rest of hers.
No, I was like that because I didn't drink till I was probably almost 19, really, other than that time when I got sick as shit when I was 10. Dude, I would drink like 2 Bud Lights. Fucking, dude, 1 Mickey's 40, I was done. Like hammered. I'd always sleep in my buddy's house if I drank that.
Yeah, hangovers were the first experience for me. Those vomits and yeah, that shit was horrible.
Are we at 2 hours right now?
Yeah, we are. Break time. Thanks for listening. We do have a website up now. It's mooseknucklepodcast.wordpress.com. It has links to our Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes, pretty much everything, even our email. If you want to email us and tell us how much you hate us. If you are listening on iTunes, rate it and review it, please. We'd appreciate it. We're just trying to get more listeners at this time. And for Devin, Steve, and Hunter, thank you for listening to Moose Knuckle, your favorite itch described.